Sense Noobs, a The Lock Tomb fic written by Darling of Dots and read by
Tipsy Kitty as Camilla,
The Yarn Maid's Tale as Coronabeth,
and Wilfriede 0815 as the narrator. Camilla Hecht was no fool. She knew a snoop when she heard one. The former Crown Princess of Ida was trying hard to hide it, with loose clothes and a really irritating habit of clicking her tongue whenever the shuttle got too quiet. But there's only so much drop-crotch sweatpants can do for you when you've got a nest of angry vipers writhing in your crotch. After about a week of this, Camilla had enough.
"Look,"
she said, cornering Coronabeth when she came to take her turn at the controls. Admittedly, it was very easy to corner someone on this rattling junk heap, but it's the look of the thing.
"There's no need to be embarrassed. Lots of people deal with snoob overexcitement at some point. It's perfectly natural."
For a moment, it looked as though she was trying to fight it, but Coronabeth visibly deflated, but not like literally, with a long, heavy sigh.
"I can't help it,"
she whined.
"They're usually so well behaved. I think it's because of you."
Camilla's left eyebrow rose exactly 1/16 of an inch.
"You know,"
Coronabeth said. She wasn't whining anymore, but she did bet her eyelashes, a painfully third tactic that unfortunately looked really good on her.
"You're always around. My snoobs can smell your snoobs. We have very discerning tastes."
"I don't care about your tastes,"
said Cam, because she didn't.
"Or your snoobses. But if you can't keep them under control, you better figure out how to calm them down. Because the constant hissing is putting my snoobs on edge. And besides, it's giving me a headache."
"You could help. You know, snoob to snoob."
Cam tapped her chin and looked Coronabeth up and down. She was aware that the fake third necromancer was very beautiful, but she'd always thought of her beauty as a museum gift shop kind of thing. Decorative, impractical, hideously overpriced. Her snoobs were probably pedigree, or a super rare morph at the very least. They'd be hissy and try to use teeth way more than they should, and Coronabeth would make the whole thing way weirder than it had to be. On the other hand, the noise really was very irritating.
"Fine. Go give your girls a soak. I don't want to be picking loose scales out of my pussy for a week."
Coronabeth vibrated with excitement like a puppy being promised a treat. She had pulled her top half over her head when she paused and cocked her head.
"What about you?"
Cam sniffed.
"I,"
she said, unbuttoning her shirt,
"take my snoob care very seriously."
When Coronabeth emerged from the bathroom 15 minutes later, Cam had carefully folded her clothes, coaxed an entire bottle of water from the filtration system, and was sitting on her bunk with her legs crossed. Despite her outward aura of aloof calm, her snoobs were wiggling in anticipation and tasting the air with their little noodle tongues. Coronabeth hadn't bothered to put her pants back on and had to use both hands to sit down on the edge of the bunk. Her voice was at least 2 octaves lower than usual when she asked,
"How do you want to do this?"
Cam shrugged and combed her fingers through the tangle of telescoping serpents in her lap.
"Not much to do, but let them have at it,"
she said, sounding bored.
"Probably easiest if you straddle me."
The bunks were barely wide enough for a single person and her swords, never mind 2 fully grown human women and their snoobs. She scooched to sit with her feet firmly on the floor, her back against the gently curving wall of the shuttle, and gestured for Coronabeth to sit in her lap. When the princess swung her leg over, the hissing became almost deafening. She flung her hands out to brace herself on Cam's shoulders, and Cam begrudgingly grasped her by the waist to hold her steady as their snoobs bumped their noses together in blind excitement. She did not wince when one of Coronabeth's did indeed try to bite hers, but neither Cam nor her girls were born yesterday.
"Don't,"
she said when Coronabeth tried to pull away.
"They need to sort that out between themselves."
This was snoop handling 101, and she shouldn't have been surprised that Coronabeth didn't know that. Still, it was satisfying to see her flinch as their snoobs battled for dominance. Served her right. But then they finally established who was boss, and began to slide against each other with movements that became more and more rhythmic, more sensual, more intimate, and it almost felt good. She felt a tension draining from Coronabeth's body, like a leaky bucket that dripped between her legs, and then she could taste it. just the ghost of a taste, really. Distilled through dozens of Omera nasal organs until it arrived in her brain, but she couldn't help it. She licked her lips. Coronabeth noticed. She grinned.
Like what you're getting?
Shut up,
Cam said through gritted teeth.
You're the one who's getting anything. You could at least try and reciprocate.
The princess hummed and tilted her lips. Something thin and wet slid against Cam's slit, testing, probing, until a blunt, scaly nose started to push in and made her gasp despite herself.
How's that?
Coronabeth asked, radiating smugness. Cam dug her fingers into her hips hard enough to bruise.
Not bad. Can't criticize you for making an effort.
After that, as the youth say, it was on. It took Cam roughly 10 minutes to make Coronabeth writhe just as much as her wretched, overenthusiastic snoobs, albeit at the cost of being fucked to within an inch of her sanity herself. It wasn't a race, because that would have been silly and childish, but it totally was a race. If Cam couldn't make an annoyingly beautiful princess come before said princess did the same to her, she'd never forgive herself.
Oh,
Coronabeth panted, her voice echoing in the cramped space.
Yes, snoob me harder.
Cam rolled her eyes, but redoubled her efforts. Moments later, Coronabeth dissolved into a boneless puddle in her lap, again, not literally, and her snoobs finally calmed the fuck down enough for Cam's own to wrap around them and lock on tight. The fact that she hadn't had a chance to orgasm was annoying, but that hadn't been the point of the exercise in the first place.
They're going to stay like this for at least another 20 minutes,
she said dryly when Coronabeth tried to pull back.
You're not going anywhere until they've done their snoopy business. Better get comfortable.
To her enormous outrage, the princess sighed and rested her head on Cam's shoulder. She had to bend over uncomfortably to do so, because she was too tall to be allowed, but her breath was hot and hard against Cam's bare skin.
Thank you, Sixth,
she said drowsily, and Cam realized with a front that she was going to doze off like this.
We should do this again sometime.
Cam thought, but did not say, that they'd barely done it this time, because someone had passed out before she could give as good as she'd gotten, unlike Cam, who hadn't been raised in a barn and had always been a generous snoop lover. She suppressed a long and heartfelt adjusted her grip on Coronabeth's waist, and waited for it to be over. The end.